Well, I wonder how you're making out as the summer's winding down. In fact, it's wound down, hasn't it? It's all over. Autumn is upon us. It's blowing hard outside. All my roses have blown away, and the ground is sodden, but I'm still riding the motorbike and hoping for the best. But I did have to get my oilskin bottoms on the other day when I went down to the boat. Speaking of which, the boat has now come into the marina for the winter. Lord Montague relents on his prices when November comes around, and the likes of me, who normally lurk up the river on a swinging mooring, which is sort of vaguely affordable, can come into the marina with the high class. Very nice too, means we can step ashore. It also means I can just go down to the boat on the motorbike any old time because I don't have to cart an outboard or a pair of 7-foot oars with me. Nice. And of course, now we're in the marina, I could actually get on with some work on the boat. It's so much easier than humping stuff down to the mooring all the time. And I can do that now because since getting back from America, buying the boat back in midsummer, life has been absolutely manic. I've been sailing all over the country. I've been right up in the north of Ireland. I've been out west and I've been on the east coast quite a lot. I've been doing a lot of public speaking. I've been doing after-dinner speaking and a lot of work for the RYA with the mariners, which has been very interesting. But all that's winding down now as Christmas approaches. I expect the diary will suddenly start hotting up with more speeches, but at the moment it's fairly quiet, so I'm happily able to get on with other things. I'm getting on with some writing. I think I might get round to finally doing some work on my memoirs. I've had it in mind to tell the story of my early life at sea, running away to South America and all that stuff. I fancy that, and I look forward to writing it, but for the moment, the boat is taking first shot after the journalism, which, like the poor, is always with us. So, what's happening on the boat? It's cold down there now and getting a bit damp. You can put a fan heater on or something like that, but I always think that's low class. A boat should have a solid fuel heater. If you really must, you can put blown air heater on her, but I don't like those things. They make a noise, they burn up your diesel, and they burn your battery as well, so they're all right when you're plugged in, but in the end, people tend to turn them off at night, and I don't like that because I like to be toasty warm in my bunk, especially if I'm in the saloon at sea and my feet are towards the end where the solid fuel heater's glowing away nicely, all night long in a gale of wind with the boat bouncing about. It's a fine thing, a solid fuel heater. Never lets you down, and you know exactly where you are with it. No technology at all. All you need is somewhere to put it and a stovepipe to take the exhaust out. The problem is, I've always had traditional boats before now, and now I've got a yacht, a fiberglass one to boot. So where on earth am I going to put a solid fuel heater on there? Well, she's a reasonable sized boat at 44 feet on deck, and she's got a nice traditional layout. So there could be some chance, but unfortunately she's been beautifully built, and I hate to put a saw to her lovely joinery, but I think we're going to have to. There's a big locker starboard side forward at the saloon, and guess what's in it? This boat came from America, and there's a large, brand new air conditioning unit in there. 6,000 BTUs, it says it is, and there's another one aft under my bunk, so if I want I can be as cold as you like. It's got, I think, what they call reverse cycle heating, so if you press a button and tell it to heat you rather than cool you, it says in the book that it'll do that, but frankly I'm not impressed. Compared with my wood stove that I had on my last boat, it's a bit Mickey Mouse. The cooling's fantastic. You turn it on and it's you're shivering in no time. But the heating, well, it's all right for people in hot countries who just want to take the chill off a cool evening, but for the likes of us in dear old embattled Blighty with the freezing winds coming down from Greenland, it's no good at all. So the air conditioning is coming out, and I'm going to put a wood stove right in where one of the air conditioning units goes. There's going to have to be a little bit of revamping of the joinery, but I reckon we can make a little fireplace in there if we take the top off the locker, and it's going to be home sweet home. Meanwhile, I'm looking for a customer for two excellent Cruisair turbo air conditioning units. I don't think they've ever been used, actually. They were put on in Florida either this year or at the end of last year, and the guys never used the boat, so there they sit. I'm going to advertise them on eBay, I think, later this week, and I'm leaving them in the boat for now because people might actually want to see them working. You can actually come down and press the button and it all happens. A little blue light comes on. It's amazing. But they're no use to me. So, I'll keep you posted about what happens to the air conditioning. But that's on its way out. The next thing out is going to be the high frequency worldwide radio set. I don't want that either, because when I go to sea, I don't want anybody to know where I am. I want to be in the bubble with my wife, just the two of us out there, under God, looking at the weather coming and knowing that nobody can interfere with us. I love that feeling. So, I'll leave you with that happy thought. No point in having air conditioning with Christmas coming on. Time to hear that crackling in the grate and see the glow of a real fire. Fire was the first thing that set us apart from the animals. It's an important thing for a man to make a fire, and I love to do it on my boat. So long. I'll see you next time, and I hope I'll be warm by then.